this new publication says organizations should develop system threat models for mobile devices and the resources that are accessed through the mobile devices. It seems to me it's not been very long that people have thought about the resources that you're referring to here. People seem to have been focused for a long time on the devices themselves. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so to put things into perspective, I would say you could start from a threat model. Think of what your agency did when your users were using laptops or taking their laptops home and telecommuting. So really, if you start with that model and understand what the risks were involved then, now we kind of graduate where we've gone to the mobile devices, and just because they're small doesn't mean they're not very capable. So if you compare the capabilities that you have with a cell phone or a mobile phone, smartphone today, they're probably in computing power a lot more powerful than the laptops of just a few years ago. So then the question is, okay, this is nice. Why should I care? What's new and what's different? What's different about the mobile phone versus the laptop is, one, the risk of theft or loss is much higher. So from your threat model, you want to think, well, okay, what happens and what can I do if I lose the device? Well, if there's sensitive data on the device, you want to be able to protect it. And if you're using that device to access network resources, you want to be able to protect that as well. Now, user authentication to the device is different from the laptop. So on the laptop, you may have biometrics, for example. This is a lot harder to do on a handheld or mobile device. The methods you use to connect to your network are different. There's a provisioning step, so you just don't open the device out of the box and start using it. People thought there were limited computing powers on these devices. That's no longer the case. There are more wireless interfaces, so you may have Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, 3G, NFC, other types of networking device protocols. The fact that it's you're using it in different ways, you know, maybe you're using social networking, you're texting, you're emailing. More and more people are looking to combine the capabilities of the cloud with mobile devices. So data that you have in your enterprise that ends up on the device may be synced with a third-party cloud provider. And, of course, then we also talk about mixed use and professional use on the same device. And there's also a component of, you know, training that goes into using these new types of technologies.
A couple other things in this publication, Tom, that I thought were particularly interesting. We have the publication linked up now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And one of them was organizations should implement and test a prototype of their mobile device solution before putting the solution into production. That sounds like a no-brainer from the agency perspective, but I suppose it's not if you thought it was necessary and your team thought it was necessary for this item to be included in this publication.
Well, so in many ways, deploying a new technology is no different than other technologies. Sort of you create the same threat model. You would probably roll out the new technology in phases. So right now, there's a lot of hype about the productivity gains, the cost savings, and so on with these mobile devices. But some of these don't actually play out when you actually try to use the devices in your enterprise. And running a pilot test will help you uncover any obstacles that you haven't thought of during the planning stages.
The report's available, as I mentioned, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Tom Karagiannis is a computer scientist at NIST and involved with the publication of guidelines for managing and securing mobile devices in the enterprise. As agencies look at these steps that you're suggesting here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, and they're not complicated steps to follow, but they're important. Do you think some of them are more important than others, or is this a holistic process that you think agencies should go through?
Well, definitely holistic, and you know, you're not going to do it piecemeal. One thing I wanted to emphasize is that this is a draft document, and now we're in the public comment period. So agencies and an industry are free to comment on it, and usually take those comments seriously and address them in the final document, which will be published in maybe 30 to 60 days from now.
One element of this that I wanted to mention also, this says organizations should fully secure each organization-issued mobile device before allowing a user to access it. Do you expect or do you think it's even feasible for mobile devices to get to a gold disc type like we had with the FTCC for desktops, or is that, are there just too many different things floating around, do you think, for that to be feasible?
Well, there's a lot of different things floating around, and there might be a technology gap between what you would like to do and what you can do today. That gap is closing quickly. OEMs are responding very quickly and adding new security features. There's also a different model as to the way these devices are being used, especially the mixed and business personal use. So there's a lot of talk about bring your own device. I think if at this stage we were to say you were able to bring your own laptop, people would kind of raise an eyebrow, but for some reason we're saying bring your own mobile device, as you know, and it sounds easy, but it's a little more complicated than that.
I think it is interesting to see where we've come, because if you and I had this conversation 2 years ago, even, and talked about bringing your own laptop, that would be something people got really excited about and something that people would have a lot of questions about. And at this point in time, that seems to be rather a moot discussion, and we're focused on the kinds of mobile issues that you're writing about in this publication.
Right, and sort of the two main arguments for bringing your own device are the cost savings and possibly the productivity gains. I would, recommend people to do a really good analysis to see if that's the case. So sometimes they cite the cost savings of having the employee buy the device, but there's a lot of work to do to support the services you want to by adding security, help desk, training, incidents response. All these things would add up to cost. So I would, look carefully at those numbers. And as far as the productivity gains, those are notoriously difficult to measure. There are some cases where maybe you're doing data acquisition in the field. Really nice examples of how there are huge productivity gains. And then in other cases, you might want to ask yourself, is the technology this device is replacing, am I really doing that much more, and at what cost? Is it worth the extra risk, if there is extra risk? So all these things have to be thought out up front.